Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of February, recording at 9.08 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here on what is a shortened day due to the U.S. President's Day, although some of the futures markets were open. But first, Asia. Mixed, both China and India had decent rallies. In Europe, the stock markets weakened as the oil price rose, and we had some substantial declines, a number of them over 1%, some over 2% for Spain and 3.5% for Italy to the downside. In the Americas, everything was a bit lower. Now, I mentioned that Wall Street was closed, but the main markets are closed, but the futures markets are open. And the S&P weakened 12 points. The NASDAQ came down. NASDAQ futures came down 27 points. Also in the Americas, the bigger decline. Well, the South American markets have been experiencing a lot of mean reversion recently, and that's continued. And Brazil lost 1.2% here today. In long-dated government bonds. Now, again, the futures were open in the U.S. and closed a little bit higher, as did other long-dated government bond futures. And the U.S. dollar fractionally steadier here today. But the dollar index is only at 77.698. And what else to mention here that's significant? Euro is at down a little bit, but it's up at 136.75 against the U.S. dollar. Now, the grain and bean complex was closed today, but the oil futures were open, and we had crude oil NYMEX soared up. On the Middle Eastern news, up $5.22. That takes it up to 91.42. And the Brent crude, let me just check that. I think that, the Brent crude has really spiked in here today. And let me just see when that actually... Most of that occurred after 6 o'clock UK time, and that's sorry. Let me just get that price again. But also up over $5. It's trading right now. It's reopened, and that's at 108.16 for the Brent crude. $108.16. So that really is strong, and I think that's been influenced by news of a Libyan field being down. Now, precious metals have had a good day. Industrial metals had a pretty good day as well, but precious metals were the main gainers. Gold is up almost $17. It's at 1406.5. Platinum back up to 1854. Silver went ballistic and lost at 33.87. That's right, 33.87. Palladium up to 859. And where soft commodities were open, and I see coffee and sugar, we had gains there as well. Even natural gas would be surprising if it hadn't been up, but it's been so weak recently, but it is trading at 3.92 as I speak. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, the Middle East has moved front and center on the stage. It is now the focal point of investor interest and concerns. And concern was the big factor in here today with those increased killings that had occurred in Bahrain and especially in Libya. And the situation really is, of course, that these Middle Eastern countries have seen governments in Tunisia and then Egypt fall relatively quickly. And so they're digging in. And we can expect a more difficult struggle here subsequently. But as you see in Libya, when lots of people get killed in these efforts, that's really not going to do anything other than make the government even less popular overall. So this is still a problem, and it is a problem, crisis even, which is seen to be getting worse, certainly as of the weekend and today. And therefore, that's a pretty big headwind for some markets. I think it's certainly a headwind for global stock markets in the short term because investors don't like uncertainty. And it may well hit the developed markets more than the emerging progressing sector because they had already seen big corrections, whereas Wall Street had been levitating impressively really since the end of November. And it's quite overextended relative to its mean represented by the 200-day moving average, as is Germany. So I think we will definitely see some profit taking in here overall. I reopened a short hedge short position in the S&P 500 index. I'm not tempted to close out any of my long-term equity holdings because I don't know what the turnaround time on all this will be. They're themes that I like. I like them for the long term. I certainly would expect to see a little bit of drawdown in here while this problem rumbles on. But I'd rather play it through my trading account with a hedge position or two. And the news is a tailwind here for precious metals, and that's a good place to be. Crude oil also will certainly reflect any concerns over supplies coming from the Middle East, and so this surge in crude that we've seen here today, kind of as I mentioned before, but a point worth repeating, I think that reflects reports of damage in one of the Libyan fields. What else to mention? Currencies. The dollar has not emerged as a major safe haven in this environment, and whether that changes or not over the next few days or weeks would be interesting to see. Historically, the dollar has been viewed as a safe haven, almost in a knee-jerk sense, when there was a global crisis or fear of a global crisis, and that's what we currently see. Now, putting crisis in perspective, I think there's little doubt that a lot of us would feel that the Middle East might be better off with some democratically elected governments. And I don't doubt that some of the Islamist parties will be represented there. But what I think is fascinating in watching these uprisings And when you see the interviews on television, nobody's talking about religion on these, at least not on any of the programs that I've seen, and I've watched this quite closely. They're talking about democracy, and they're talking about jobs, and they're talking about food prices. Now, democracy isn't going to change the food price situation, certainly not anytime soon, and the employment situation or the unemployment situation is likely to get worse before it gets better as a result of this being a blow for these economies. But at least people would feel perhaps that they had a greater say in their own destiny and the basic freedoms that they know many other people around the world have. So that's all a positive thing. But here in the short term, it's a headwind for stock markets, a tailwind for precious metals, I suspect, and we should be prepared for plenty of volatility. This is what's known in the wor news world as a breaking situation. So we're getting new developments on a day-to-day basis at minimum. And anything else to mention here? I mentioned that the firming of the government bond prices, they had been quite weak before we've moved into what I just describe as phase two of this Middle Eastern crisis, where it really has expanded to a number of other countries with some bloody consequences, as we're now seeing. With that going on, it's not surprising that we see a little bit of firmness in some of those long-dated government bond prices. I'm watching this and experiencing profit erosion on some of my earlier positions and some small losses on some of my newer positions. I'm going to risk a further rally here. I'm not just no by no means certain that we will get it with these with these markets, but I will not chop out if that appears to be the case, because I think this is money that's going to come right back out of these contracts again very quickly in the not too distant future. I may even increase my short positions in the U.S. Treasury bonds somewhat, but I'm glad I increased my platinum position on Friday, and for a sure bet in the short term, it looks to me like precious metals. And on that note, all the best to all of you. Never a dull moment, right?